Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie nagrany tekst. Przed wysłuchaniem tekstu masz 30 sekund na przeczytanie pytań.
You will hear an interview with a producer of a television program called Nature Now. For questions 1 to 5, complete the sentences.
Peter Hollings is here to talk to us about a new television program that we can expect to see on our screens this spring. Peter, welcome.
Thanks, it's good to be here.
The program's called Nature Now, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
What can we expect to see?
Well, it's part of our move towards interactive television. So, what you see will depend to some extent on the viewers.
How does that work?
Well, as the title suggests, we'll be focusing on what's going on in nature. And we want our viewers to contact us during the series to report things that they see in nature.
And will the viewers be on the programmes?
Some will. Because we will be sending our camera crews to different locations around the country. But certainly viewers' photographs and videos will appear in the series. That's going to be an important part of the programme. They can also phone the programme while it's on to talk about what they've seen where they live.
So, if I've understood it correctly, you don't know exactly what's going to be in the series.
No, that's the point. And that's why we call it Nature Now. What's on each programme depends very much on what's happening in nature at that time. You see, changes to the climate, such as global warming, mean that things are happening at different times. The seasons are not predictable anymore. We might have snow in June this year.
And you'll put that on the programme, of course. What else will be on apart from the weather?
Well, the things we are interested in at the start of the series are the first signs of spring. We'll ask viewers to send in pictures of the first flowers they see, for example.
And I presume animals will play a big part.
Yes. Each programme in the series will be partly filmed in a nature reserve. And we'll be watching to see which animals are around. We'll be paying close attention to endangered species as well. One of the main aims of the series is to stop them from dying out. These include birds and insects, as well as larger animals.
Should viewers get their cameras out ready for that too?
Yes, certainly. But I have to say that we would rather have videos of wildlife. You can use your mobile phone for that. All this will be explained in the first program, by the way.
It all sounds very interesting.
There's much more. We'll be looking at weather conditions, as I said, but we'll also keep a record of the amount of rain and snow that falls in different places around the country. And we'll be monitoring the smog in big cities. So the emphasis is not just on rural life. People who live in urban environments will find plenty of things to interest them.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. When's it on?
There will be 24 programmes in the series. And the first one's on at 8 o'clock on the 12th of April.
So, that's a date for your diary. April the 12th at 8 o'clock. And the programme's called Nature Now. Peter, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
You will hear an interview with a producer of a television programme called Nature Now. For questions 1 to 5, complete the sentences.
Peter Hollings is here to talk to us about a new television programme that we can expect to see on our screens this spring. Peter, welcome.
Thanks, it's good to be here.
The programme's called Nature Now, isn't it?
That's right, yes.
What can we expect to see?
Well, it's part of our move towards interactive television. So, what you see will depend to some extent on the viewers.
How does that work?
Well, as the title suggests, we'll be focusing on what's going on in nature. And we want our viewers to contact us during the series to report things that they see in nature.
And will the viewers be on the programmes?
Some will, because we will be sending our camera crews to different locations around the country. But certainly viewers' photographs and videos will appear in the series. That's going to be an important part of the programme. They can also phone the programme while it's on to talk about what they've seen where they live.
So, if I've understood it correctly, you don't know exactly what's going to be in the series.
No, that's the point. And that's why we call it Nature Now. What's on each programme depends very much on what's happening in nature at that time. You see, changes to the climate, such as global warming, mean that things are happening at different times. The seasons are not predictable anymore. We might have snow in June this year.
And you'll put that on the programme, of course. What else will be on apart from the weather?
Well, the things we are interested in at the start of the series are the first signs of spring. We'll ask viewers to send in pictures of the first flowers they see, for example.
And I presume animals will play a big part.
Yes. Each programme in the series will be partly filmed in a nature reserve, and we'll be watching to see which animals are around. We'll be paying close attention to endangered species as well. One of the main aims of the series is to stop them from dying out. These include birds and insects, as well as larger animals.
Should viewers get their cameras out ready for that too?
Yes, certainly. But I have to say that we would rather have videos of wildlife. You can use your mobile phone for that. All this will be explained in the first programme, by the way.
It all sounds very interesting.
There's much more. We'll be looking at weather conditions, as I said, but we'll also keep a record of the amount of rain and snow that falls in different places around the country. And we'll be monitoring the smog in big cities. So the emphasis is not just on rural life. People who live in urban environments will find plenty of things to interest them.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. When's it on?
There will be 24 programmes in the series, and the first one's on at 8 o'clock on the 12th of April.
So, that's a date for your diary. April the 12th at 8 o'clock. And the programme's called Nature Now. Peter, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Masz 30 sekund na uzupełnienie odpowiedzi przed wysłuchaniem zadania drugiego. Zadanie drugie.
You will hear five people talking about different books.
It was recommended to me by a friend because he knew that I was planning to go there on holiday. He thought it might give me some idea of what to expect. Well, the descriptions of the country were very interesting. And I suppose I did learn a few useful things from it. But all that holding hands and looking into each other's eyes in a meaningful way isn't really my kind of thing. I didn't think there was anything that I couldn't already get from a good guide to the area.
I managed to finish it, but I found it all a bit predictable. The whole thing takes place at a country house and, of course, the usual cast of characters is there. The mysterious butler, the poor cousin who will do anything for money, etc. When it was finally revealed who had done it, I didn't really care. I quite like this kind of book, but this isn't one of the better examples.
I'd always wanted to know about her love for Tom Bentley, the writer, and it's all there. Her descriptions really jump at you off the page, and there's a real sense of her warm personality. She travelled quite a lot, and sometimes it feels like you're there with her. It was a real shame when I got to the last page, actually.
The plot is a little complicated, so I won't bother trying to explain it, but it's set on board the Voyager, which is the ship travelling between Earth and Mars. Anyway, the crew all get ill, one by one, and they have to figure out what the problem is before it's too late. I don't really know why I like this kind of book. I suppose it's because I've always wanted to know what the future will be like.
It's got everything you need and it's really interesting. I was looking something up the other day and once I'd found that, I spotted another entry that looked interesting and then another, and before I knew it, I'd wasted half an hour. Still, I learned some really useful facts about all kinds of things. Can't really remember them now, though. We use it in our house for settling arguments. Who was in that film? What's the capital of Vietnam? It's all in there.
You will hear five people talking about different books.
It was recommended to me by a friend because he knew that I was planning to go there on holiday. He thought it might give me some idea of what to expect. Well, the descriptions of the country were very interesting, and I suppose I did learn a few useful things from it. But all that holding hands and looking into each other's eyes in a meaningful way isn't really my kind of thing. I didn't think there was anything that I couldn't already get from a good guide to the area.
I managed to finish it, but I found it all a bit predictable. The whole thing takes place at a country house, and, of course, the usual cast of characters is there. The mysterious butler, the poor cousin who will do anything for money, etc. When it was finally revealed who had done it, I didn't really care. I quite like this kind of book, but this isn't one of the better examples.
I'd always wanted to know about her love for Tom Bentley, the writer, and it's all there. Her descriptions really jump at you off the page, and there's a real sense of her warm personality. She travelled quite a lot, and sometimes it feels like you're there with her. It was a real shame when I got to the last page, actually.
The plot is a little complicated, so I won't bother trying to explain it, but it's set on board the Voyager, which is the ship travelling between Earth and Mars. Anyway, the crew all get ill, one by one, and they have to figure out what the problem is before it's too late. I don't really know why I like this kind of book. I suppose it's because I've always wanted to know what the future will be like.
It's got everything you need and it's really interesting. I was looking something up the other day and once I'd found that, I spotted another entry that looked interesting and then another, and before I knew it, I'd wasted half an hour. Still, I learned some really useful facts about all kinds of things. Can't really remember them now, though. We use it in our house for settling arguments. Who was in that film? What's the capital of Vietnam? It's all in there.